City. Happy Monday. Fesco and Dusty. Live, 96.5 The Fan. Find it on Twitch, Twitter, Facebook, all the ways you can watch it, subscribe, like it. Go to the top of your screen. You've heard me say that enough, but you got to do it enough. Did you guys have a good weekend?
Good weekend, yeah. Very busy weekend from a kid's perspective.
But
we had swimming on Friday. We had soccer on Friday and Saturday, and yesterday was kind of a day to rest. Went over to the Hy-Vee and got some groceries and did all that kind of good stuff and made some fried rice last night.
Ooh,
and
nice.
Hey, look, you found something that the kids go to. You continue to make it over and over and over
Japanese
again,
barbecue
right?
sauce?
You know, this time I just made the fried rice and I let everybody dress it themselves. And I said, okay. You know, because you always complain, it's too salty, it's not salty enough, too barbecue-y, not barbecue-y. So here it is. I'm going to make it. I'm going to put a little sesame oil,
enough.
A little soy sauce. I'm going to make the rice. I said, you guys dress it the way that you want to dress it. You know what they put on it? Nothing, of course. They just ate it the way that it was because it was fine, you know? Yeah, because kids like plain.
Because you have to put some sort of soy sauce in the
I did.
Front.
I put a little soy sauce in. Yeah.
Okay,
gotcha. Very little, though. Very little soy sauce, a little sesame oil, and then I got to go. But that Japanese barbecue sauce had a buy one, get one free at Hy-Vee the other day. You better believe Daddy stacked up on those. Yeah. Oh hell yes, I did. Buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
I know a bargain when I see one.
I like this, Bob.
Yeah, I just want to win, Jim.
So
you better believe it. I did.
Walking out double fisted with Japanese barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Hey, that's a big day when you're in your 40s.
Oh,
man,
yeah,
buy
dude.
One get one free on a product you use all the time. Hell yes.
Do the double take. Wait a minute. Buy one. All right.
Yeah, and that stuff doesn't go bad. You know, you can leave that on the shelf, but you go through it so fast. If you make fried rice, half a bottle of that stuff is gone right away. So
good.
Yeah, but, you know, busy weekend, soccer, all
soccer
that kind of stuff.
Soccer never sleeps,
man. It really doesn't, right? Like, it was the high school, like, they had a little bit of a tournament this weekend. So it was interesting this weekend because I think a lot of parents will, you know, kind of appreciate the story. I told you guys about this. It was basically a tournament that they put on for high school kids and their teams to train new referees for the upcoming season, right?
Because the parents.
Yeah, right. And so they sent out this whole email, hey, this is kind of a tournament. You know, you want to win, you want to play good. But we're using this to train our new referees, right? And so all these new referees, kids and whatnot, are out there, and they're trying to learn how to referee as the kids are playing. Sorry, told to everybody ahead of time, go easy on the refs, right? Go easy on the refs this week. They're training. They're new, yada, yada. Fine. Of course, we get to the field a couple minutes before the game starts. Another one's going into penalty kicks, which is cool. A lot of these games running in penalty kicks over the weekend, which is a lot of fun. Fun way to end a game. I know kids probably don't like to end it that way. The teams probably don't like, but from a fan perspective, it's good, right? So the referee made a call. The goalie left the goal line too early or something like that. All these parents start screaming at the referees. And finally, one parent goes, did you all not read the email? These are people that have never done this before that are learning how to referee. That didn't really put them at bay. And as we're switching seats, you know, you move your chair in, everybody moves their chair out. One woman turns to me and she goes, I hope you get a better referee. I go, you do realize they're learning, right? This is a training session for the referees. And she looks at me, she goes, well, they better go back to school.
I'm
like,
okay.
Nice. All right, Karen, have a seat over there. It's July. This tournament doesn't mean anything for anybody. It's get a little playing time with your team and train some refs. And Karen and Todd and Charlie are all out here screaming at the parents like it's or screaming at the referees like it's a big deal. Like, come on, man, put a pipe in it and shut up.
Exhibition games?
Yeah, oh God, yes.
So there's nothing on the line.
Like they're not even supposed to be affiliated with the school according to the, you know, the Kasia rules and whatnot. And
sounds
you know, like we were like the Legends of East or something like that, you know, kind of like they do that, you know, that TBT tournament and something of that nature. So it was basically like to get these referees some experience in games that don't matter, and you still have, you know, asshat parents out here yelling and screaming at people who may have been doing it literally for the first time ever, and you're gonna take your aggression out on them. Sit back in your chair, Sally.
She thought she got him with that slam. That was a slam.
Yeah.
Better go back
bang.
To school.
Yeah.
Boom.
Oh, she was happy about that as she grabbed her venti Starbucks 7,000 calorie drink and took another sip in her rocker.
Just a few hours away from her Kim Crawford. I'm
I was
sure.
saying, yeah. That,
oh, yeah.
I thought she had the Yeti teal blue Kim Crawford in the.
Not quite at that time of day. That was the early game. That was like the 11 a.m. game. So they were finishing up the 10 a.m. game or something
some
like that.
She's got some class.
It's a little bit of class, but she was definitely going for the Kim Crawford after that in her silver minivan. Get in that silver minivan, throw your rocker in the back, grab your Kim Crawford, and tear around Johnson County, lady.
Yeah. Head out to Lee's Summit later if you're feeling it.
put you at ease.
I know that I'm hard.
From the 785, happy Monday, y'all.
Yeah.
Text line, how was your weekend? We don't ever ask the text line
how their weekend was. Right? How was your weekend?
Fantastic. Friday was nothing really crazy. Just kind of went to a wedding. Was really low key.
Oh yeah, nice.
Probably the smallest one I've ever been to.
Perfect. That's
fun. It was at the Union in downtown.
Okay.
So kind of crazy. We were like a block away from 311 at Grinders.
Oh, how was that?
I felt bad because it was outside and there was like a storm that came through.
Oh no! Yeah, Friday.
Because like I think the game got delayed on Friday, right? It got delayed on Friday and yesterday.
I know yesterday got delayed.
Because Friday is when it had like the orange scene.
Okay.
Like everybody's taking pictures on Twitter and you could see like the orange sky. And so like we were inside, it was really cool. You know, you have like your little like pre happy hour, then they get married very quick.
Yep.
Guy's a huge nerd, came down to A New Hope, Star Wars. That's what he walked
down
the aisle.
That's awesome.
They walked down the aisle together with the Game of Thrones theme.
Cool.
So that was cool. Best man speech under 2 minutes. Bridesmaid speech 2:30. Nailed it.
Do you think they told them ahead of time to keep these things, you know, quick?
Yeah. And then 10:30, they're like, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah.
Uber. Very popular time to get an Uber. So crazy how different it is in the suburbs in the city.
Yeah.
You put in an Uber in the suburb, it'll be like, it'll be there in 17 minutes. You're like, okay. And then you go to the city and it's like, your Uber has arrived. Right. Yeah, when you plug it in, you're like, let's go.
Perfect. Go. Gone.
But I did find out that when you plan ahead with the Uber, like the book in advance, that's the way to do it.
It is.
So like
if
you know like you're gonna leave at 5:30, right? At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, just put in pickup time. It's like when you discover pick up at the store, like instead of going to Chipotle, order it ahead of time. Now you're gambling.
Yeah, you are.
But it was great. But no, we could hear 311, or I could hear 311 when we were out there waiting for the Uber. And then Saturday, just had a pool party day for a gal who was having a birthday.
Nice.
Called her an early night, and then it started pouring rain.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, why don't you come over to our buddy's driveway? We're going to hang out the rest of the night. I was like, yeah, we've been after it. It's about 2 o'clock. It's 6:30. I've been in the sun. I think it's just going to go home and relax. I mean, literally like an hour later, it was buckets.
Yeah, it was.
So,
yeah. And we're dealing with the dog, you know, too. And that's been, if anybody's got any tips on how to deal with the dog during all this, because she's been whacked out for the last couple of weeks with the fireworks and all that kind of stuff. And I saw an ad last night. I don't know if you've purchased this yet. Dog earmuffs.
Oh.
If you look them up, they come in three sizes. I think maybe they came in four sizes, small, medium, large, and jumbo. And it's like these two like cones you put over your dog's ears. Ooh. And it's supposed to muffle the sound of all of the noise going on. I don't know if it's worth a buy or anything like that.
Definitely not.
Probably not. Should kick those things off her head right away.
They have like super hearing, so I don't know if that's going to work.
From the text line, 311 junkie here, two 311 concerts. Friday was fine after the early rain, and they went to Omaha on Saturday. 311 was pretty badass from the 816, and then someone said they saw three musicals, even saw Rob Britton at West Side Story at the J.
Oh, nice. Very nice, Rob. Go to the J to see West Side Story. I like him. Yeah.
Tell me you're married without telling me you're married.
Honey, what are we doing tonight? Well, we're going to the White Theater at the J to watch West Side Story. That is marriage in a nutshell right there. They do great performances, obviously.
Oh, yes.
At the J. But, you know, like when you're a guy in your 20s, the last thing you ever dream about is going to a Broadway show on a Saturday night, right? Like,
yes, exactly.
It's fantastic. That's awesome. Love it. Like, I love it. I'd be there in a heartbeat. But Rob is like in his 20s, and I'm surprised he wasn't stressing about KU football or something like that
over
the weekend.
He'll be here at 10:30 today, so we'll have to ask him a question about how his event was, because he'll have no idea, because he's not up.
No, he's not listening.
Hey, how was West Side Story? How'd you know he went to West Side Story?
Oh, ah! Got eyes. Everywhere.
How do I know?
Yeah, but that's what I tell my kids all the time. They go, how do you know? I said, you don't understand. I've got eyes everywhere in this town. Everywhere in this town. You do something that's wrong, I know about it before you know about
it. Got Lord Varys over here.
Exactly,
hell yes, I do.
He's got his spiders in the walls. Yeah,
my kids are screwed. They have no idea. People call all the time. Your kid was doing this or your kid was doing that. And I get reports all the time. And so now we get them on Rob Britton too. Remember, I told Scott Pioli this years and years ago. I said, if you take a dump, Scott, I'm going to know about it sooner rather than later. And Scott didn't take a dump much after that. Actually, he did.
And then Sunday, watched the draft.
You got on board on that a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I want to see. I watched probably the entire first round just because, I don't know, the card industry, obviously.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And then And then I wanted to see if it was going to be the holiday kid or if it was going to be the kid from LSU.
And it was neither.
Neither one of them.
It surprises.
It was a shock of a draft.
It really was. Yep.
The youngest player ever was drafted number one overall. Yep. Wilts, I think it was his name.
Willits, maybe? Willits,
yeah. Yeah, to the Nationals. Willits. So now they've had Harper, Soto, Strasburg. They have James Wood now,
yeah.
And then they'll have this kid. We'll see if one of them actually ends up staying with Washington, because no one has.
No one has.
Fired their GM, fired their manager, and first pick of the draft, they went completely opposite track of what everyone thought they were going to do. Jackson Holliday or Ethan Holliday ends up going to Colorado.
Which is a great fit for him.
Yeah,
I mean, did you see the tweet the Rockies put out right away? Been a fan since age one, because they had him when Matt was playing there,
and
him
great.
And his uniform was cool. But yeah, that Willits kid, I think, is what it was, going number one overall. And then the kid who went number two overall was a total surprise as well. And all the guys just kept getting pushed down the board. I guess it has to do with slotted money and bonus pool money or something we shouldn't have to care about as sports fans. It doesn't matter. But, you know, hopefully these guys get up to the big league ball club. That was the great thing about last year's draft. All those guys are at the big league level. And you could kind of see last night, I was watching MLB Network. I don't know which network you chose to watch the draft on, but they were really, they're trying to make it like the NFL draft.
MLB,
and you know, the NFL could learn a lot from Major League Baseball. Speed up that first round, man. Like Major League Baseball, just for everything they do slow. If that thing wasn't on TV, that first round would have been over in 10 minutes. There's no question in my mind that thing would have been over in 10 minutes.
There's also like 700 rounds in baseball, so they want to expedite it.
I mean, they've actually limited it recently, but, you know, it's still a very long draft. But football could learn, man, and baseball could learn, too. People get excited about these players. Get them up to the big leagues. Look at what this year has done. How many people are going to the All-Star game that were drafted last year, right? I mean, it's like all of a sudden all these young guys that we want to see play are actually playing at the big league level, and that's a good thing. So hopefully this draft does the same type of thing as last year's draft did.
Did you have a good weekend, Dr. Magenstein?
It was good. I was dealing with some car BS, but it's okay.
We almost fought a guy.
I know. You fought a guy at Jiffy Lube?
At the Valvoline.
Oh, yeah. We got to hear that story coming up on the other side.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did you fall in the little hole there that they have where the people are standing under it?
I wish I would have. Yeah. I would have been safer.
Someone tells me you took Bob's advice to go to this place. And then now you have a situation that only Fesco finds himself into.
I'm never going. Well, we don't need to. Yeah, it's okay.
We'll hear about it on the other side. But I got to hear how you got into this thing and how you got out of it, because it wasn't me that sent you there.
We'll also talk about the Royals and second half expectations. In case you were wondering, Sean Gamble and Josh Hammond were the kids the Royals took in the first round.
They took a gamble on that guy.
Oh, it's funny because he says it's a gamble. Family Guy.